I want to share something with you that's on my heart this morning. I want to share with you the satisfying Savior. The Savior that satisfies. The Savior that satisfies. Christmas time, you get gifts. I got gifts. We all got gifts. We gave gifts. Some gifts you were satisfied with, and some gifts you may not have been satisfied with. Can I say to you, in 2024, there may have been things in your life that you wasn't satisfied with. 2025 coming in, there may be some things that you're not satisfied with. But I want to say to you this morning, as a Christian, a child of God, born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, deep down somewhere in your soul, you ought to be able to say that I am satisfied. I know we dig and we work and we try to have the next best thing. We try to have the best for our children. We try to have the best for our family. And we try to do our best. And it seems like we're never satisfied. But as a Christian this morning, I want to share a few moments that they ought to be somewhere in your life that you can say, I'm satisfied. Satan keeps you dissatisfied. God never keeps you dissatisfied. When you get in His power and His presence and right where He'd have you to be, you can say that I am satisfied. So this morning, I just want to take a few moments and look at the satisfying Savior and how He satisfies us in our life. If you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to turn with me to Psalm chapter number 23. And I'm going to ask you to stand. We're going to read the 6 verses. And we're going to reverence His Word. If you walked in unsatisfied this morning, I got good news. You can walk out satisfied. Amen. Read with me, if you will, the 6 verses. We're going to read them together. And my Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me, Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Our Father and our God, as we bow in Your presence, Lord, we love You and we thank You. Lord, I thank You that You've allowed us to come to Your house today. Lord, I thank You that when I get right where You'd have me to be, that I can truly and honestly say that my soul and my spirit is satisfied with what You've done in my life. Lord, I pray for the next few moments You guard my throat and guard my thoughts. I pray You help the ones that are hurting, the ones that need help. You touch them real good this morning, Father. Father, we lift up names all over this place this morning. And Lord, I pray right now in the secrets of my heart, You know the names I'm thinking about right now. Lord, I pray You bless them real good today. Watch over them, meet their needs, meet what they got going on, Father. Lord, I pray You take this word and You apply it to my heart as well as to the others. Lord, I pray You give us ears to hear. And we ask it in no other name but the name of Jesus Christ. And we ask it all in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said, amen. Amen. You may be seated this morning, the satisfying Savior. I want to preach on one verse this morning that God has laid on my heart. And I believe it would be a help to you as well. As the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. As we come here and we look at this first verse here, that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. David knew the only way to truly be satisfied was to make the God of Israel his shepherd. Can I say to you this morning, the only way for you and I to be truly satisfied is to make the God of Israel our shepherd this morning, and that is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You say, preacher, why is that this morning? I thank God that when David penned this down, he said that the Lord, he didn't say a Lord, he said the Lord. He was very specific in the Lord that he was talking about. The Bible says the Lord, not a Lord, but the Lord. You say, preacher, what does that mean? What's the big deal with the Lord? That signifies exactly who we're talking about this morning. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. This morning as we come and we understand that the Lord this morning is our shepherd, it'll be the same shepherd that was talked about in Exodus chapter number 3 in verse number 13 when the Lord told Moses, you go and you tell Pharaoh to let my people go. And you know what old Moses said? He said, who's going to go? Who's going to tell them? Who do I say sent me? Who do I say that you are? Who is this Lord that I'm talking about? Who is this God of Israel? Who is this Jehovah? Who is this God? And you know what the Lord told him? He said, you go tell them that I am that I am sent you. And this morning, can I say to you that in Exodus chapter number 3 and verse number 13, if you'll turn with me there for a few moments this morning, I want to show you what the Lord told Moses. He told him in Exodus chapter number 3 and verse number 13, this is going to be the same Lord that David's talking about in Psalm chapter number 23 and verse number 1. And here's what he said in Exodus chapter number 3 and verse number 13. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel and say unto them, the God of your fathers has sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? You see, old Moses done knew what they was going to ask. They say, by whose authority have you come? By whose authority are you telling me of this morning? And you know what old Moses said? He said, Lord, what am I going to tell them? And in verse number 13, he said, what shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. And God said moreover unto Moses, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God. There it is, the Lord. That is the same Lord that David's talking about in Psalm chapter number 23. The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob has sent me unto you. This is my name forever. Friends, I got good news this morning. The name of the Lord never changes. It's always the same. It stays the same. In Hebrews 13 and verse number 8, the Bible says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hey, we serve the same God that they served back then. And he said this. He said, it's my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. I want to show you this in verse number 1. He's come out as a satisfying Savior. He knew that it was his Lord. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. And you say, preacher, what does that mean? He is my shepherd. He is the one that takes care of you. He is the one that leads you and guides you. He is the one that when you're in a valley reminds you that there's a mountaintop on the other side. Hey, friends, can I say to you this morning, you may be in a valley this morning, but always remember, wherever there's a valley, there's a mountaintop. But you also got to remember, wherever there's a mountaintop, there's a valley. So I want to say to you this morning, he's the God on the mountain and he's the God in the valley. And this morning he said, he is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. You say, what kind of shepherd is he? I want to share with you for a few moments what kind of shepherd that David knew that God was. I want to say to you, number one, he is the good shepherd. He is the good shepherd. In John chapter number 10 and verse number 11, the Bible says, I am the good shepherd. This is Jesus talking to the sheep. He said, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. And you say, preacher, what does that mean? I want to say to you this morning that he is the good shepherd and he gives his life for the sheep. He laid his life down for you, and he laid his life down for me. I want to say to you this morning, all men and women under the Adamic curse of sin will one day die. Every one of us in this room will come to a place in our life that we will die. But you know what? The good shepherd, he didn't have to die. He was willing to die. I wrote this down. You say, preacher, I would die for my kids. I would lay my life down for my kids. I would die for my grandkids. I would die for this. And I say to you this morning,
No, you choose when to die. You didn't choose to die. When you was born, death come to your plate. Death came right your way. There's only one man ever chose to die, and his name was Jesus Christ. When he bled and died on that old rugged cross, I'm saying to you this morning, he didn't have to die, but he chose to die. And that's why I'm in love with him this morning, because he laid his life down for me. No man took it from him. No man nailed him to the cross. I say to you this morning, he's the good shepherd because he gave his life for the sheep. He laid it down, my friend. He laid it down there that we may have life and that we may have it more abundantly. The good shepherd didn't have to die, but he chose to die. Whoa, glory. I want you to get this. In John chapter number 10 and verse number 18, the Bible says, no man taketh it from me. And Jesus said, there's no man taketh my life from me. He said, but I lay it down for myself. He said, of myself, I lay this life down. You say, preacher, what's the big deal about him being the good shepherd? Friends, this morning, the good shepherd's going to take care of you. Amen. He's going to take care of his sheep. I thank God this morning that he takes care of me when I don't even know how to take care of myself. He said, no man take it from me in John 10, 18, but I lay it down of myself. He says, I have power to lay it down and I have power to take it up again. This commandment have I received of my Father. You said, preacher, what was he talking about there? He told him that he had the power to lay it down and to take it back up. Friends, this morning, can I say to you, if you'll lay it down at the feet of Jesus, he's got the power to raise you back up. Hey, no matter what you've got going on, no matter what you're struggling with, if you'll just lay it at the feet of the good shepherd, he will raise you back up. I see he's not only the good shepherd, but I see he's the great shepherd. David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I see not only is he the good shepherd, but he's the great shepherd. Turn with me, if you will, to Hebrews chapter number 13 and verse number 20. I want to show you this. He is not only, my friend, the good shepherd, but he is the great shepherd this morning. And you say, what's the big deal about having a great shepherd? He said, if being good ain't enough, I'm great. Oh, glory. God said, if good ain't enough, he said, I'm great. Amen. He said, if good ain't enough, I'm great. Man, that would get somebody I'm talking about fired up. He said, if being a good shepherd ain't enough, I'm a great shepherd. Look what he said here in Hebrews 13 in verse number 20. I want to show you a few things in this text. Not only is he a good shepherd, but he's a great shepherd. When you don't know where to go or don't know what to do, he shepherds his flock. Amen. He shepherds his flock along the way. Let me show you this in Hebrews 13 in verse number 20. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd. You say, preacher, what does that mean? It says he's that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant. I see some things in this text about our great shepherd. Number one, he gives peace. He said, now the God of peace. That song a while ago said, I got peace when I don't even know why I got peace. Have you ever been there? Everything around you is going chaotic. Everything around you is crashing down. Everything on every corner feels like it's falling in, but you're walking around with a peace that passes all understanding. Everybody asks us, how are you holding up? How are you holding on? And you wish you could say, man, I'm strong and I'm tough and I got this under control. But all you can say is that I got a great shepherd and he's leading me and guiding me. Hey, I ought to be on the bottom, but I'm on the top. Hey, I ought to be down and out, but I got to shout. Hey, everything's going wrong, but hey, he's on the throne. Amen. He said, well, glory. He said, now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep. He said, I am the great shepherd of the sheep. If you're his sheep this morning, can I say to you, you got nothing to worry about. He said, preacher, you don't know what's going on. I've read the book. He said, he's good and he's great. You've got nothing to worry about this morning. Now, the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant. It's one thing to have a good shepherd. And it's one thing to have a great shepherd. But when you've got a shepherd that can give you a peace and can give you a promise, man, that means something to me, don't it you? You say, how do you know he gave us a promise? He said, according to that covenant. He's made a covenant with you and he's made a covenant with me. Guess what this morning? He never breaks his covenant. He never breaks his end. He never breaks his deal. He never breaks what he's promised you and what he's going to give you. And this morning, I want you to get this. He said he's the God of peace. He's the God of the everlasting covenant. I see the peace. I see the promise. But I see also the perfection in this great shepherd. He said, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom the glory forever and ever. Amen. This morning he said, I'm a good shepherd. He said, I'm a great shepherd, is what Jesus said. Amen. I don't know about y'all, but he takes good care of me. He takes good care of me. He said, well, you sure don't look like it. You ought to have seen me before. So he takes good care of me. Amen. Huh? He takes good care of me. He said, how good does he take care of you, man? When I don't know what to do, he takes care of me. When I do know what to do, he takes care of me. He leads me. He guides me. He directs me. He's my good shepherd. He's my great shepherd. I try not to move, Brother J.D., without him telling me where to go or what to do. I want to make the right move. I want to make the move that's right, because I know when I do, he will satisfy what I'm doing. He said, preacher, what does that mean? How do you know he's that much? Well, the Bible says he ain't only good and he ain't only great, but he's the chief shepherd. That means anybody else in your life trying to run your life, he's over them. Hello? I can't help myself. Amen. He said, not only am I good, and not only I'm great, he said, but I'm the chief over everybody else. He said, nobody else has got authority over me. Nobody else runs me. Nobody else rules me. If you'll get under my subjection, if you'll get up underneath me and let me lead you, I will lead you in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He said, preacher, you believe that? I believe that 100%. I believe that down in my soul. I believe that down in my spirit. That's who I serve this morning. Let me show you this in the text. He's not only good, he's not only great, but turn with me to 1 Peter chapter number 5 and verse number 4. I want to show you this, him being the chief shepherd. 1 Peter chapter number 5 and verse number 4. 1 Peter chapter number 5 and verse number 4. I want to show you this morning that he's the good shepherd. He's the great shepherd, but he's the chief shepherd. The shepherd laid down his life for his sheep. That's why he wants to love you and have a fellowship with you. Look what he said in 1 Peter. Let's do 5:1. The elders which are among you I exhort, whom I am also an elder and a witness of the suffering of Christ and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not with filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. Neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, he said, when he comes on the scene, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. He said, not only am I the good shepherd, not only am I the great shepherd, he said, but I'm the chief shepherd. That's why David could say, the Lord is my shepherd. This morning I wonder if you could say, the Lord, I'm talking about Jehovah, is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Let me finish on with this verse here. I see not only the Lord is my shepherd, but David said, I shall not want. He said he'll meet every need that you have in your life according to his riches and glory. Every need. He never promised you a want, but he said, I got your needs. Every need that you got, I got you. The food that goes in your belly, I got you. The raiment that's on your back, I got you. He said, I'm going to take care of you because that's who he is. And I'm going to ask you this morning, does that not make him good? Does that not make him great? Does that not make him the chief over your life? He said, the Lord, my daughter's got a song she's been singing and practicing, and it's speaking Psalm 23, removes all anxiety. Well, I listened to that song. And I said, I'm going to put it to the test. If that's exactly what they say. So you know what I've been doing? I've been in Psalm 23. And my anxiety level has come from... come on. Don't say... My anxiety level has come from 19 foot 6 inches top of this roof to about 12 foot. It's come down. Why? Because I quit looking at the crowd and I looked at the Christ. I quit looking at all the sheep and I started looking at the shepherd. Sheep gonna be sheep. You know every animal that there is has a homing device built in them. Take a dog and you let him go, he'll come back home. You take a cat and try to get rid of it, it'll be back on your hood of your car. You take a bird, it can fly. Listen to me, I'm hoping somebody get this. You take a bird and let it fly from up north down south, they'll turn around and fly back north. They got a homing device. They know where to go home. They know how to get home. But you know what an animal that don't have a homing device is? A sheep. as a sheep. They can't get back home if the shepherd ain't leading them. They can't get to where they need to get, Brother Garrett, if the shepherd's not leading them. I read this week that here's what will happen to a sheep. Not the sheep we got in present day America, because they're pampered and took care of and they got everything they need. But in Old Testament times, this sheep, what it would do is, when it went through the valley of the shadow of death and it would go down and it would go through them winds and them turns, if that sheep got away from that shepherd and he fell over on his back, he had not the ability to get back up on his feet. You know what that sheep would do? It would lay there on its back until it died or until the shepherd come back. And you know what it would do? It would go, baa, baa, baa. It just sat there whining. It had not the ability to get back up on its four legs and do back what it needs to be. And you know what the shepherd would have to do? That shepherd would have to come back to that sheep, get that sheep back on his feet, get him back to where he needed to be, get him back in that flock, and lead him the rest of his life. Am I talking to anybody this morning that you've been laying on your back long enough? It's time that you let the shepherd get you on your feet, get you up where you need to be. Whoa, glory to God, and get back to doing what God's called you to do. Said, preacher, why is that? Because he is good. Because he is great. And because he is the chief. I see not only that, but I see he said, I shall not want. I shall not want. I'm going to show you why you shall not want. Turn with me to John chapter number 10, verse number 27, if you will. He said, man, I'm telling you what, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You say, how do you know that, preacher? I'm going to show you the relationship that you got with this shepherd. The relationship that you got with this shepherd. Y'all know I was going to bring up that cruise. Boy, we had a good time. We had a good time. Had a great time. But you know what, Brother Riley Cagle, on that trip, what the Lord showed me is we never was wrong. Kitchen closed down, we needed milk, they gave us milk. My towel wasn't hot enough, they gave me another one. My room wasn't clean up, they cleaned it. If I didn't have reservations for supper, they made a way. I never was wrong. No matter what I did, I never was wrong. Man, I liked that. That felt good. I mean, that felt real good. I never was wrong. No matter where I went or what I done, I never was wrong. They always met every need that I had. But the Lord showed me something. He said, that's the world we live in. Nobody wants to be wrong and admit that they need a shepherd. Nobody wants to be wrong. Nobody wants to get to the place that they say, I can't, I need you. Nobody wants to get to that place. But friends, can I say to you, when you get there, it'll change everything in your life. As I think about the disciples in the book of Acts, they turned the world upside down. They didn't cater the world. They didn't cuddle the world. They told the world the truth, that Jesus was the way, the truth, and the life. And no man will come to the Father except through Jesus. He said, preacher, what does that mean to you this morning? It means I got a relationship with him. And to be in a relationship, part of that party gets to tell you what to do. Husbands, can I get amen in here? Part of that party gets to tell you what to do because you become one. Let me show you in John chapter number 10 and verse number 27. The Bible said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Verse 28, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Verse 29, my Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Verse 30, I and my Father are one. So what kind of relationship does that do? Verse 27, show you this right quick. Verse 27, what kind of relationship? I'm asking you what kind of relationship you got. What kind of relationship you got with? I know what I got. I see in verse 27, I got a personal relationship. It's personal. My sheep hear my voice. If you're not a sheep, you don't know his voice. They said they would meet in the old times. two shepherds would meet with herds, have hundreds each. And as they would meet, they'd get intertwined, intermingled. But as that shepherd got on his way, he'd holler for his sheep. And his sheep knew his voice. They wouldn't go with that other shepherd. They'd go with the right shepherd. I see, I got a personal relationship. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Verse 28. I see, I got a permanent relationship. Not only is it personal, but it's permanent. When that woman put that ring on my finger that day and she said, I do, and she slid it up on there, you know what she said? She said, for better, and she is getting the better. Y'all can laugh, come on. She was getting the better because the worst was on its way, trust me. Son, I didn't know. I didn't know how good it could be. For better or for worse, she said. I said, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. I see my relationship with this shepherd that I'm talking about this morning is personal. I see it's permanent. I see it's powerful. Go to verse 29. My Father which gave them me. Woo! Jesus said, if I'm not good enough, if you don't think I'm good enough and you don't think I'm great and you don't think I'm the chief, let me tell you about my Father. Woo, glory. You know what I have to tell the old devil, JD? I know you can wear me out, but let me tell you about my Father. That's what I tell the old devil. He said, my Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I see how powerful it is. But I see it's perfect. The relationship that you have with your shepherd is perfect. Because he said, I and my Father are one. This morning I want to ask you a question. Can you truly say the Lord, not where you work, not your boss, listen to me. Working's good. The Bible says, man, don't work, you don't eat. Work is good. I'm not taking that away from nothing. But I'm asking this morning, who do you look to be your provider? Is it where you're employed? If it is, they're Lord over your life. Or is it Jesus? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. So this morning I'm going to ask you a question, and here it is. Are you satisfied with the Savior, the shepherd I just described to you? He's good, he's great, and he's the chief. I have to get a hold of that in my life, that the Lord. Sometimes I want to feel like I'm the Lord over my life. But I truly know deep down in my life, Brother JD, that who my Lord is, and that's Jesus Christ. He's my shepherd. He leads me. He guides me. He protects me all the days of my life. But you know what that shepherd also does? He don't only take care of your want and your needs. See, you think he takes care of my wants? He's met some of my wants. I took him to him and he's met some of my wants. But there's never been a time he's not took care of all my needs. If you've got a need in this place this morning, why go in 2025 with it? Why not give it to the shepherd this morning that knows how to take care of you this morning? Give it to that shepherd. Maybe you're laying on your back right now and you say, preacher, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what you're going to do neither. But I know who can handle every bit of it. And that is that great shepherd, that chief shepherd. Morning, if you've got a need, I'd ask you to come to the altar here in just a moment. Lay that need down at his feet. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Father, I love you and I thank you for this day. Father, I thank you for the relationship that you and I have. Father, I can't speak for nobody else in this place but myself. And Lord, I thank you that you are my shepherd. I thank you that you've met every need that I have in my life. Lord, I thank you that you've been better than good to me. Lord, I realize right now that there's a lot of needs need to be met in this room right here and right now. And Father, I ask you to meet them according to your will.
Lord, I lift up so many names in my heart right now. Unspoken request that you would touch, you would heal, and that you would make all things new. Lord, I'm asking you right now to reach down from heaven and touch what needs to be touched. You are the Lord. Moses said, who am I going to tell them? And he said, tell them I am that I am. And Lord, this morning, whoever that needs to be touched, I pray you touch them real good. That they know that touch come from you. Father, I love you. I praise you. I glorify you. I lift up no other name but the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' most holy, precious name. Amen.